Court. This is Annalee, Scene 3, Take 2.
Yes, Sherlock, there does appear to be several breaches of ethics here. First off, Chinese manufacturers seem to be acting unethical in their product and in their production and covering up of tainted treats and dog food. No one in the industry appears to be willing to take responsibility for the problem.
Yes, Sarah, that is true. It seems to be a very large problem tied to the profits and very difficult to isolate a single source or cause.
There also appears to be unethical handling of the sales of these treats in the U.S. and Canada by the distributors of these products. Although there have been some recalls on certain products that have been identified to the danger, the majority of the imported treats are still being sold, many times to unsuspecting consumers like Sally, with dire consequences. I think the distributor should be more diligent in selling their products that they know are safe. This would be the ethical thing to do.
And the FDA seems to be working very slowly to find the source. That doesn't seem to be very ethical either. Allowing these companies to continue to sell imported treats when it has been determined that these can cause illness or death.
Yes, in my opinion, the warning given by the FDA does not go far enough to protecting the public and their pets. It is not ethical on their part to allow these treats to be sold in the U.S. or any other place. It looks like there are a number of unethical patterns involved in this matter, and it does not appear that we will have any solution anytime soon. In the meanwhile, we would like to warn pet owners to be very careful about what they feed their pets. If you see any symptoms like you have heard today, please take your pet to the vet. Thank you and good night.